For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted. A federal judge is allowing a lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of Missouri's execution law to move forward. U.S. District Judge Beth Phillips on Thursday denied a motion from the Department of Corrections to dismiss a lawsuit filed in October by the American Civil Liberties Union of Missouri. The ACLU lawsuit questions a state statute that prohibits identifying members of the execution team. At issue is Missouri's refusal to provide the name of the compounding pharmacy that makes pentobarbital for executions. The state considers the pharmacy to be part of the execution team and won't say who makes the drug. The ACLU claims the secrecy is, quote, an effort to avoid public scrutiny. Federal gun laws that infringe on the right to keep and bear arms would be deemed null and void under legislation passed by the Missouri House. The measure would give Missourians the right to sue federal agents for enforcing past, present, and future laws that are considered infringements by the state. But the House bill wouldn't send those agents to jail, a possibility that was included in other versions of the measure. The House voted 110-41 on Thursday to send the bill to the Senate. Senators passed a separate bill earlier this year that includes the possible jail time, but Senate Republican leaders said after the House vote that they were receptive to accepting the measure without criminal penalty. A Missouri judge has denied a temporary restraining order in a lawsuit over Governor Jay Nixon's directive to allow legally married same-sex couples to file joint state tax returns. Cole County Circuit Judge John Beadham wrote in his ruling today that he is not taking a position on whether the legal challenge is likely to succeed. Beadham heard arguments Thursday from lawyers for the state, opponents of the policy, and the American Civil Liberties Union of Missouri. The opponents filed suit contending Nixon's November order violates a Missouri constitutional provision recognizing marriage as only between a man and a woman. The Columbia Public Works Department hosted an open house last night to present design concepts on a future road project. KBIA's Sam Neff reports.
Phase 3 of the Scott Boulevard Road construction project is set to begin in 2016. The department plans to add 4 miles of new sidewalk and 9 storm mitigation basins from Water School Road to Route KK. Other highlights include expanding the road to 5 lanes and building a new bridge over Mill Creek. Columbia Street Manager Scott Bitterman says safety was Public Works' number one concern when planning the project.
The hills and valleys are very steep right now, and we'll take those out, smooth those curves out so that it's much safer to drive down the roadway.
The project has a projected cost of about $11 million. Voters approved a 1/4 cent capital improvement tax in 2005 to help fund the project. The city hopes to complete construction by the year 2017. Sam Neff, KBIA News.
Columbia police say the death of a 16-year-old girl whose body was found in a motel room is being investigated as a homicide. The girl's body was found early Thursday at the Providence Inn and Suites. Police say a man called 911 and said he found an unconscious woman in his room. Police Sergeant Joe Bernhard says in a news release that the man hung up and was not at the motel when officers arrived. The victim has been reported as a runaway. Her name was not immediately released. For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.